Glorious to the seat of CC, Guru and Gauranga. Jaya Jaya CC.
Chanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. I'm just kind of jumping right in here today because I've got 25 verses to cover. Which, you know, for a guy that talks like me, it's really not a lot, but if I could do it in some kind of easier format. Mukam karoti vachanam pangunam jayate giri yakrita tamaham bande shri giri giri karna panchakapu tiri vishya kipa sindhi dahi vichapa titanam pavani yoga shri giri giri maha jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadha shvasti gaura bhakti vinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm going to kind of break format and we're just going to dive right in. And I'll go through these verses one by one instead of responsibly chanting this one or that one or whatever. And hope that I still get asked to come back and give another class in the future. Anyway, before I start though, I did want to, there was something I heard Prabhupada say in a class I was listening to this week. Well, I mean, it was a particular class. It was a good comment that I wanted to make. It was on the verse itself on the class Prabhupada was giving. It was the second canto, third chapter, verse number 25. Ata abhinatena anga mano anakuvam. O Sutta Goswami, your words are pleasing to our minds. Please, therefore, explain this topic to us. This particular statement, the beginning of this verse in the second chapter, really kind of, I thought about it a little bit, and this really is the way we should be approaching a lot of the time. We should have a clear understanding that what we're about to hear is one of the benefits. Therefore, it should be something that pleases the mind. Generally speaking, the business of the mind is to look over everything, you know, accept and reject, and this is good, that's bad, whatever. But we should, as practicing Vaishnavas, aspiring Vaishnavas, hopefully one day going to be Vaishnavas, when we hear the words of the Bhagavatam, regardless of how unqualified to speak in the speaker may be, because the words at the bottom of the palm line is what's taking effect and they're coming through the disciplic succession, it should be very pleasing for them. It should give us some solace. It should give us some satisfaction. And therefore, we want to hear the explanations that are given in this regard. So this is, I was thinking, the mentality we should have as we approach bottom of the class. You know, this is a way to prepare our mind for the subject matter that we hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the Chaitanya Prabhupada, from the instructions of the Acharyas under the various teachings. Prabhupada all the way back up from Mahaprabhu himself and further. So. We're reading today from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 14, verses 233 to 257. It's funny because as I walked in the door, down the haunt came over and said, 25 verses? I said, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I was preparing for it. I was preparing for it. So, I mean, if you're someone like the video, you can sit down and just speak from this. But if you're someone like me, you take 5 and 6 hours to try to get how many things together. So anyway, verse number 23, 233. Lakshmi Devi Yata Kale Kela Nilagara Prabhu Nitya Kari Haila Tritya Prahara. Finally, the goddess of fortune returned to her apartment. In due course of time, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, the afternoon arrived. So we pick this storyline up as we've been following this on our Saturday classes on Chaitanya Charitamrita. We pick this storyline up after the goddess of fortune has had her, shall we say, reckoning with the servants of Lord Jagannath. She has finally relented and is now returning to her quarters. It's worth pointing out that this entire scene is going on with associates. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his associates are all watching this, somewhat in the mood of a drama that's going on in the midst of their kirtan performances. I remember some years back when Indrajitna Swami was traveling and would come regularly to Elatra, way back with Sri Prahlad, they were in a period of time where they would do the kirtan and then stop the kirtan and just do an impromptu drama. You know, okay, you're getting back, like that. So, very, very lively, and all the devotees would watch what's going on, and the kirtan would pick that up. You know, very, very nice. And so, this is what's basically going on here, is the kirtan is going on, Tarapanchami takes place, the goddess of fortune comes in, you know, chastises Bumble, and everyone's there. Now, if we look back as far as verse 134, 135, when the servants of Lakshmi Devi come and begin to attack the Jagannath servants, Tandane Bandane Vachane. Tandane Bandane Vachane. They were chastised with loose language. Now, let me just say that maybe some of you have had an experience. I'm sorry, I just have to know. Maybe some of you have had the experience of the wife becoming angry with you. Of course, I wouldn't know. My wife never does anything. But during this time, sometimes things are said. Sometimes words might be used. It would not generally be present in the course of the conversation. I've had the experience of being with some of the longtime devotees in Vrindavan when certain exchanges would take place in your native tongue, that you could get the mood even if you didn't know the word. So in the same way here, this is going on. They're being chastised in this way in very strong words. Now, it mentions in those verses that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates saw this impudence exhibited by the maidservants of the goddess of fortune, they covered their faces with their hands and began to smile. I thought this was quite funny. Now, you can imagine if a scenario presents itself and you happen to be present before two people that are having this type of conversation. And I'm not talking about some abuse that you see in public or whatever, but you know, these kind of words back and forth. You might be prone to kind of chuckle at it and boy, he's really getting the sauce there, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So we see this is going on with Mahaprabhu's associates. They're enjoying this pastime that's being presented before them. It is a part of Lord Jagannath's eternal lila, takes place every year, and so the appreciation of it comes quite significant. So in this way, we see that this is something that they're very happy with. You know, but at any rate, now she's had her fill with all this. This is all said and done, and she returns to her temple to await the arrival of her husband. Chari Sampradaya Dana Kari Bahu Shantahaila Mahaprabhu Prema Vesha Dviguna Badila. After much seeing, all four Sankirtan parties drew fatigue. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's status was increased twofold. I think it's worth taking a moment here for this particular verse and examining this Kirtan Lila, the Kirtan parties themselves during this over Rocky Yatra period. There's four Kirtan parties which he set up in Mahaprabhu. He handpicked these parties. Six persons in each party. Two Mridanga players in each of those four groups. That makes eight persons per party. Now, each party is appointed a dancer. Dvaitacharya is dancing in one of the groups. Nityananda Prabhu is dancing in another group. Haridas Thakur is dancing in a third group. So far be it from old guys can't dance. Haridas Thakur is quite elderly and he's the prominent dancer. And then we have a Krishna Pandit who nobody can keep up with anyway. So we shouldn't think that they're all dancing in the same style or the same manner. You can imagine the dancing of Haridas Thakur in his elder body. It might be a little different than the Krishna Pandit. He can dance, what was it, fire ring. So now, Sarup Damodar led one of the groups in the Kirtan. He had five responsive singers. This was the Dvaitacharya. This is the group that the Dvaitacharya danced in. Srivas Thakur of the second group, and Nitai was the dancer in that group. Mukunda, the famous Ghosh brothers, Mukunda led the third group, and Haridas Thakur was the dancer in that group. And Govinda Ghosh, one of the other famous Ghosh brothers, Govinda Vasudev and Madhava, these three are just amazing kirtaniers. Govinda Ghosh led the fourth group, and his two brothers, his two brothers, Madhava and Vasudev, were with dancers, responders, and in the dancer in this group was Krishna Pandit. So let me rephrase that. Govinda Ghosh was leading, his brothers Mukunda and Vasudev were responding, part of the five that were responding, and then Prakashvar Pandit is dancing in this. Now, someone may say, wait a minute, there were seven kirtan parties. Yes, this is true. These are the four kirtan parties that were organized by Mahaprabhu. There were three other groups that kind of just like organically formed. One was the devotees from Kalinagram. Second was the devotees from Shantipur. And you would think, oh, the devotees from Shantipur, Dvaitacharya is in that group, that's his hometown. No, he was already in another group performing some other service, so his son, Achyutananda, was the dancer in that group. And then the devotees from Kundagram. So this makes a total of seven. Four that were formed by Mahaprabhu and three that were formed on their own. Now, each one of these seven groups had two Madanga books. That's 14 Madanga books. Now, keep in mind, at one point during this kirtan, which is already wild, you know, that he's different people. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes supernova. He just becomes completely ecstatic and he's dancing just beyond anything anyone can imagine. During this time, Kashishwar Pandit, you should be noted, he's got a big body. He's described as being very stout and very strong. So Kashishwar Pandit becomes concerned about Mahaprabhu's safety. He's dancing like this wild man, here falling, here turning, this way. So he takes these seven kirtan parties, forms one inner circle around Mahaprabhu. And then with part of the kirtan party, he forms a second circle around that kirtan party. And then with the balance of the devotees, he forms a third kirtan circle around that circle. So Mahaprabhu's in the center, and there's three rings protecting him. This reminded me when I had the good fortune in 1986 to go to the Jamuna with the priests from the Radha Ramana temple to collect water for Radha Ramana's Abhishek. They arranged like this. The pujaris come out dressed in their finest with these silver pots. They are surrounded by a kirtan party, and that kirtan party is surrounded by men carrying silver staffs with flags on the top. I got to carry one of those silver staffs. And so in this way, the pujaris protect you. So in this way, Kashishwar Pandit arranged with protection in Mahaprabhu. So at this point in the storyline, after this has taken place, and the division of the kirtans, and then it becomes the three circles, and now we're back down to four kirtan groups. And they've been doing kirtan in this particular scenario since early morning. It mentions elsewhere in the kirtan of Chaitanya and in the other resources that their punishment starts in the early morning hours. So they've been doing kirtan quite a significant part of the day, and they become very tired. And it's the afternoon. But it points out that Dvi Guna Bhajula, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bliss during this kirtan increased twofold. So however ecstatic Mahaprabhu's been, now he's twice as ecstatic. And as they say, he's not ready to back down. Okay, let's take a break. No. He's just going full tilt, completely in ecstasy. So let me move on to verse 35. Radha Prema Dvesha Prabhu Haila Sehimoti Nityananda Dure Deki Karina Stupa. While dancing, absorbed in Srimati Radharani's ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in her very form. Seeing this from a distance, Nityananda Prabhu offered obeisances. Now, in Mahaprabhu's Navadvipa Lila, he would often check these ecstasies that he would experience. This, of course, in his later years, after taking initiation and Gatambaya and all that in the earlier times, this would manifest, but it would manifest, and so he would check these ecstasies quite regularly. In his Lila in Jagannath Puri, these were unchecked for the most part. Anytime the mood of ecstasy would come into it, it would manifest. And the bottle of time, the chicken checking, it was filled with so many of these descriptions. Now, this particular section, there has just been a lengthy discussion between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, with most of the conversation and talking being presented by Swarup Damodar, on the mood of Srimati Radharani and Vrindavan, and her ecstasies, and her feeling of separation, and so on. Going into this in great, great detail. And of course, Swarup Damodar, being Lalita in Krishna Lila, he would know all of this firsthand, because he would have experienced it or been told it directly by Srimati Radharani. And so hearing all of this, as we know, Mahaprabhu's appearance is internal and external. The internal is indeed to experience that Lila Radharani. So he actually manifests form. Now, it doesn't say who actually gets to see this. Sometimes during the Mahaprakasha Lila in Navadvipa, Mahaprabhu would manifest forms that everyone could see. And sometimes only a handful of devotees could see. So that's not indicated here. But it is clear that Nityananda could see. Nityananda could see the mood and the form. And he decided to keep it distant. But he began to offer. Now, one of Nityananda's incarnations as Balaram is Ananta Sesha. And one of Ananta Sesha's services is with his unlimited hoods, which means unlimited mouths, is to offer unlimited prayers of a suitable nature according to time, place, and circumstances. Sadly, I didn't know where to find the prayers that Nityananda may have offered. I don't know if they're recorded anywhere, but I didn't have any access to them. But so this was what Nityananda did. He saw this amazing transformation of the internal mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to offer suitable prayers. 236. Nityananda deki hiya prabhura bhavavesha nikate na aisha rahe kichu duradesha. Seeing the ecstatic love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu did not approach but remained a little distance away. I thought this was significant because Nityananda did not want to come right up front to Mahaprabhu and disturb that mood. I was speaking yesterday about Raghunath Das Goswami. And when Raghunath Das Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first approached Nityananda, and then in a different kind of approach Mahaprabhu, both times he offered obeisances from over there, back of the room. Tendency is to come right up front, you know, offer obeisances right in front of somebody, introduce ourselves, and you know. So now the attention comes to me meeting this person. This was not the new president of Pastor Sam. He had to stay back over there. Nityananda similarly did not want to intrude upon this mood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. Possibly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Nityananda and would bring me back to that consciousness. He didn't want to interrupt this experience of ecstasy that Mahaprabhu was having, and so it mentions that he kept the distance. This is an indication both of humility and of understanding the mood of someone you're very close to. You know, sometimes you know when to intrude upon somebody's space and when not to, but let them have their space. So in this way, you're not just, you know, looking at it from that perspective. About 237. Nityananda vine prabhu ke dari hon jana Prabhura Abhisesha Nayaha Na Rahe Kitana. only Nityananda could catch Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the ecstatic mood of the Lord would not stop. At the same time, kirtan could not continue. I was wondering about this word catch. Could catch, does that mean he could catch the understanding of Nityananda? Does it mean he could actually physically catch him when he would fall, catch him to prevent him from going further in his ecstasy? So many different understandings could be there for this. But it's noted that basically Nityananda was the one that could control this mood of Mahaprabhu, could let him increase it or, you know, step in and interrupt it and bring him back, you know. So he decided not to stop it. He didn't, you know, break it up. But the problem was, kirtan is retired. He's been doing kirtan now for, let's say, conservatively 4 to 6 hours. They've become quite tired. And, you know, it mentions that kirtan simply could not go on. I mean, well, maybe except for the first Pandit, who can dance for 72 hours at a stretch. So, you know, four to six hours, like, well, we're just getting started here. I'm always shuffling my feet. So we can understand that there was this little contrast between the internal mood Mahaprabhu was manifesting and the near exhaustion of the kirtan part, which takes us to verse 28. Bhangikari Swarupa Sabha Shama Janayila Bhakta Ganera Shamhadeki Prabhura Vayahaya. Swarup Damodar then informed the Lord that all the devotees were fatigued. Seeing the situation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external senses. This is a really wonderful example of the Lord being known as Bhaktavatsala, one who is favorable to and inclined towards his devotees. So Mahaprabhu has experienced ecstasy. He's in a space where, he's, you know, having that internal mood. But when Swarup Damodar says, my dear Lord, the devotees are tired. The devotees have become a little stressed. Immediately, Vayahaya, he externally, he manifests his external consciousness and stops all this. Not because he's finished with it, not because he feels that he needs to, but because at this point, the devotee's interest becomes his focus. This reminded me of an experience I had with Srila Prabhupada. I remember a few times I was in his personal association in 1975 in Chicago. He was staying in an apartment just about 3 blocks from the temple, and there were 4 or 5 of us boys going over in the morning to clean the quarters while he was going on a morning walk, and then we'd all go back to the class at the temple. And Prabhupada would come down every morning, and somehow or another, either by sheer audacity or good fortune or a combination of both, I got the garland to put on property each morning. So I put the garland on property and the 4 of us were off to our bases. The night before it had rained, and that morning it wasn't really raining, it was just a little misty, but the ground was still quite wet, there were puddles and things. So we went down to offer our bases and Prabhupada stopped us. He said, if you get down in the rain like this, you become sick and in your service is in. I was so touched by the fact that here's the spiritual master of the universe. Do all respect, do all worship and obeisances to everyone, and he's not concerned about, oh, no. My disciples should be coming. So I don't want this. So better you don't worship and you take care of your health. That was the purport. This was the manifestation of Prabhupada's immense humility. Bhaktivatsalya to his disciples. So here we see Mahaprabhu as Bhaktivatsalya to his devotees. Oh, I'm having my ecstasy, but the devotees are tired. Okay, I'll stop my ecstasy. Very, very nice example. 239. Sabha Bhakta Lana Prabhu Gela Pushtadayani Vishrama Kariya Kaila Madhurika Shnana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then entered the flower garden with all his devotees. After resting there for some time, he finished his afternoon bath. Kirtan's finished? Okay. Let's take a little nap. Take a dip in the pool. Okay. Everybody's refreshed. Let's move forward. This is basically what's going on. And where are we going to take a little nap? In a forest that's got so many flowers, it'll smell so nice, it'll be so wonderful. and the little buzzing of the hummingbirds and the little bees going around with the flowers and all the Jagannatha Prasadha Aila Bahu Upahara Lakshmira Prasadha Aila Vividya Prakara. Then there arrived in large quantities a variety of food that had been offered to Sri Jagannath and a variety that had been offered to the goddess of fortune. What do we do after big kirtan? Take a little nap, take a fresh bath, and take prasadam. This is Prabhupada's program. Chant, dance, and take prasadam. And Prabhupada says in that one class, and if you're tired, take a little snack. Not anything very long, just a little bit. So I think it's noteworthy here, Bahu Upahara and Vividyaprakara. Bahu Upahara and Vividyaprakara mean many offerings of many different varieties. Now, it seems from this verse that not just the prasadam from Lord Jagannath's temple came, but the prasadam from Lakshmi Devi's temple came. Now, the general tradition there is that whatever is offered to Jagannath is then taken and given to Bhagavad-gita. So, apparently, there's different varieties of food. Now, I mean, I would imagine that's true, just like in my house. My wife loves black salt and turmeric. She likes, but she makes soups with so much turmeric in it. She's like, it's great. And she loves to put black salt on some of the things. However, when she uses black salt, she's required to go in and eat in the garage. Because I cannot stand black salt. I can't tolerate the smell of it. I can't tolerate to be in the same room as it. And turmeric in the soup, the way she puts it, is like, you know, what am I trying to do, cleanse my blood or something? So, a little difference in mood of what type of prasadam is like. My wife loves popcorn. She makes the most, anybody that's had it with her, she makes the most amazing popcorn. And she has a secret, which I'm not free to divulge, as to how it gets to that point. Most incredible popcorn. I don't care for popcorn. I'm not a popcorn guy. I'm not one of those guys that when they go to the movies, looks fine if they go to the movies. I'm not one of those guys that gets popcorn. You know, I don't like popcorn. She loves popcorn. She makes it very well as a result. So you see that there's a difference there. So I can imagine that the prasadam, Jagannath, and prasadam of Bhagavati Devi Lakshmi, a little bit of difference. Regardless of that, all of those different types of prasadam are brought to the devotees in the flower gardens after they've just taken a little nap, taken a little bath, and now they're ready to eat. I calculated it up to the best of the resources I had with the thanks of this absolutely wonderful book by Dhruva Maharaj Das called Jai Jagannath. If you do not own this book, go out after class immediately and find it and purchase it. It has the most amazing detailed information. I don't know how Dhruva Maharaj could have gotten this information except for the fact that in his last work he must have been a resident of Jagannath Puri. Well, he's a resident of most of this work too. So, at any rate, 177 different varieties of prasadam. 177 different varieties. Now, I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to be in a scenario where many varieties of prasadam were brought. I happen to have attended a couple of the Asapujas for older god brothers of mine. It's just like, you've got to be kidding me. How is it possible? So imagine 177 varieties of prasadam laid out in front of all these devotees. Really quite amazing. So then we go to 241. Sabha lana nana rangi karira bhojana sandhya snana kari paila jagannatha darshan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished his afternoon lunch, and after his evening bath, he went to see Lord Jagannath. Lunch, snack, bath, darshan. That's all. Have a little kirtan, take a little nap, have a little bath, have some prasadam. Go for darshan. So this is the life of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jagannatha deki karena nartana kirtana narindre jale kridha kari lana bhaktagana. As soon as he saw Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to chant and dance. Afterward, accompanied by his devotees, the Lord enjoyed sporting in the lake called Narendra Sarovar. What does darshan of deities mean? It means you're with devotees and have more kirtan. This is just what happens. This is the life of a Krishna conscious devotee. Kirtan, kirtan, kirtan. See the deities, take prasadam, take a nap, kirtan, kirtan, kirtan. On and on like this. Then after all of this, right, it takes some more. Now, if we look at the timeline, kirtan started in the early morning. They went till the afternoon. Surat Damodar says, kirtan is tired. So, okay, let's take a little nap. Whatever time, 45 minutes later. Take some prasad. Okay, maybe 45 minutes, you know. Go and take darshan. So we're in the evening hours, nonetheless. Now, they're going and swimming in the evening. That means it's still in the 90s. I looked at the weather report for Tori during this time of year that this takes place, and at that time, it would be in the 90, 92, 94 temperature range. So yeah, late in the evening, yeah, it's still good to go and take water sports. Now, this particular place they went, now remember Sarota, but it's very, very famous. The pastimes of Lord Jagannath's Chandanyatra, the pastimes of Lord Jagannath's boat festival, all of these festivals take place in the Narendra Sarovar Lake. So it's a very famous place. It's for at least the last 500 years considered to be one of the most important places of pilgrimage in all of Puri. So they're taking their bath there, having water sports. Water sports means splashing. We know from other places in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the splashing of the waters back and forth of Vaitacharya and Nityananda are very, very good. There's a list of the different devotees that came up. I should have researched that too, but there's a list of the different devotees and water sports that came up. And Vaitacharya and Nityananda are very good at splashing. So, 243. Udyani Aishya Kaila Vana Vana Bojana E Mata Kridha Kaila Prabhu Ashtapina. Then, entering the flower garden, Mahaprabhu took his meal. In this way, he continuously performed pastimes for 8 days. More prasadam. I mean, it just never ends. Kirtan, darshan, take a little nap, take a bath, play in the water, take some more prasadam. I mean, and this prasadam was probably snacks. It wasn't like a full meal, I'm sure. You know, it's just late at night now. You know, it's just, the dusk has come. Dark, you know, the moon probably up or whatever, so, you know, some snackies. Vana, how do we know it's snackies? Vana bhojana, picnic lunch for the forest, that's what it says here. Picnic for the forest. Picnic for the forest means you keep it light, you know, you're not taking a huge, big thing out. You know, so, all right, you know, a little something here, a little something there. For 8 days, Mahaprabhu performed pastimes like this. Kridha kaiva. 8 days, on and on, it's different. Kirtan, shah, leela, earth, and down. Now, it would be an interesting study, I thought, do this for this class, but it would be an interesting study to look at these 8 days and break down all the different pastimes and how many had. You know, this, how many times had that, where did that, and this took place, and he's in a bumble. Sure, somebody that has this potential is a good passport. 244. Aradina Jagannathera Vitara Vijaya Radhe Chadhi Jagannatha Chaila Nija Laya. As I'm mispronouncing all these Bengali words so brutally, I can see you're a bit of cringing. I had the opportunity one time to give class in Mayapur back in the 80s, and so I did Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I began quoting, and I could just see the Bengali words just shake their heads. Fortunately, Prabhupada knew that we couldn't do this. He didn't. Don't worry about it. Krishna knows what you mean. Oh, translation. The next day, Jagannath came out of the temple and, riding on the car, returned to his own abode. So this is the day that the goddess of fortune comes very happy. Her husband's coming home. If you're a husband and you've been traveling for some time, the wife's always very happy when you're coming back. At least you should hope she is. If not, then maybe you should stay with her. 245. Purvavat Kaila Prabhu Lana Bhaktigana Parama Anande Karina Nartana Kirtana. As previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates again chanted and danced with great pleasure. Oh, the Lord's coming out. Okay, let's have kirtan. It's just nonstop. All right, more kirtan, more kirtan. It starts all over again. I'm sure the parties are broken up. All the same devotees keep dancing. And blah, blah, blah. We get all over and say, the Lord's coming. You know, so. Then we have 247 and 246, 247. Jagannatha Puna Pandu Vijaya Haila Eka Guti Patadori Tanha Tuti Deva Pandu Pandu Vijayara Tuli Pati Puti Yahaya. Jagannatha Bari Tuli Udila Kalai. During the Pandu Vijaya, Lord Jagannatha was carried, and while he was being carried, a bunch of the silken ropes broke. When the Jagannatha deity is carried at intervals, he is placed on cotton pads. When the ropes broke, the cotton pads also broke due to the weight of Lord Jagannatha, and the cotton floated into the air. So this Pandu Vijaya festival, this takes place when the Lord is moved from the temple to the cart. Whether it's from the main Jagannath temple of the cart going to Gandisha, or whether it's from the Gandisha temple of the cart going back, this process is called Pandu Vijaya. And he's moved from spot to spot by tying him with silken ropes around the waist. And then those ropes are lifted. The deity, you've all seen the picture, he is very large, very heavy. Ropes are lifted, and he's placed on cotton pillows. You don't want to place the Lord on the ground. You know, you're not going to take the deity and say, okay, just wait right there, I'll be right there. No. So they have these nice cotton pillows. So they go, and you see they have that, and the gong's playing, and the horns are blowing, the conch shells, and the kartals, you know, they've got this rhythm they do, you know? It's a very specific style while the Lord's moving, and the pujaris are kind of a bouncing move. And then they put him down on his pillow very nicely. You can imagine the size he's got. They lift him up, and the ropes go. And he comes plopping down on these cotton pillows. It must have sounded like thunder. The weight of Lord Jagannatha. These pillows, they couldn't have been like this little one here. That'd have been good-sized pillows. And then, and then all the cotton goes out like clouds floating in the sky. Must have been very beautiful to see. I mean, it wasn't very, you can imagine the fright that was on the face of the pujaris. The ropes break, the pillows break. You know, we're all always like, oh, look, the cotton clouds. Quite nice. So, this, it's a very pleasant sound, but it's not very appreciated. It reminded me of when I was allowed to be a part of the installation of Srila Prabhupada's Murti in Vrindavan, Samadhi. We performed the Abhishek in the main courtyard of Krishna Balaram Temple. Huge, big Snan Devi, you know, the deity of Prabhupada's, 1.5 lifetime. And so everybody's bathing, and so then there were 10 of us, we wrapped ropes around. Dhotis, actually. We had long dhotis that wrapped around Prabhupada's waist and lifted him up with it. Very heavy. So there were 10 of us, and we're carrying him through the courtyard, up those stairs, out to where now there are additional stairs that finally weren't there. They were there because we went up into the Samadhi. Yeah. So onto that platform area in front of the Samadhi, and as we get there, a couple or three of the devotees are like, I'm losing my grip. We have to set him down. Well, we didn't have any cotton pillows. We're not going to set Prabhupada on the ground. Brahmananda Prabhu, at the time, was still quite healthy. It was 1983. He got down on all fours, braced himself, and said, put him on my back. And we rested Prabhupada on Brahmananda's back. We got ourselves resettled with the ropes and said, okay, let's go. We lifted him back up. Brahmananda got up and said, now I know why Krishna gave you a good life. So this moving of the deity from place to place is very focused. It's not just happenstance. So when something goes wrong, the pujaris panic. So this is what happened here. So 248. Kulina Grama Ramananda Satyaraja Khan Tanre Anja Dila Prabhu Kariya Saman. Ramananda and Satyaraj Khan were present from Kulinagrama, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great respect, gave them the following orders. Now, the devotees from Kulinagrama, I mentioned them earlier, they were all gathered for this kirtan group. They were, you know, all the devotees were in that kirtan group. And they were prominent, the prominent two people in that was Ramananda Basu and Satyaraj Khan. Now, Ramananda Basu and Satyaraj Khan had the service of being dancers in that group from Kulinagrama. quite agile on the feet, as you might say, and very well known for their skill. In Gauralila, Ramananda Basu is one of the eight main mahants. Actually, at the temple of the yoga people, they have the eight mahants around the temple, and one of those is a deity of Ramananda Basu. And in the group of Gaura devotees that are under the control, under the direction of Ramananda Basu, are Paramananda Thakur, Balabha Thakur, Jagadish Thakur, Vanamali Das, Shikhar Pandit, Srinath Mishra, Lakhana Acharya, and Purushottam Pandit. So these are all, it seems, devotees from Kalinagram that work underneath Ramananda Basu. And Satyaraj Khan is mentioned several times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, most particularly in regards to his question of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Matter of fact, in the next chapter, we'll get to it sometime over the next few weeks. Ramananda Basu and Satyaraj Khan, they both approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Satyaraj Khan offers the following questions, which are quite important for us. He says, "My dear Lord, being a householder and a materialistic man, perceiving humility, he's one of the immediate personal associates of the Lord, being a householder and a materialistic man, I do not know the process of advancing in spiritual life. I therefore submit to your lotus feet and request that you give me instruction." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Without cessation, continue chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Whenever possible, serve him and his devotees to the Vaishnavas." Three things, very important things right off the bat. Mahaprabhu says, you want to advance? Here's what you do. Always chant Hare Krishna, serve the deity, and serve the Vaishnavas. These three things. You do these three things, you'll advance in the devotional service. So simple. Upon hearing this, Satyaraj Khan said, "Well, how can I recognize who is a Vaishnava? Please let me know what a Vaishnava is. What are the common symptoms of a Vaishnava?" Very similar to the questioning going on in Bhagavad Gita between Arjuna and Krishna. So Mahaprabhu replies, "Whoever chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all reactions of a sinful life. One can complete the nine processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name." Simply by chanting the holy name, all nine processes completely approach. "One does not have to undergo initiation or execute the activities required before initiation in order to chant the holy name. One simply has to vibrate the holy name on the lips. Thus, even a man of the lowest class can be delivered. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one dissolves his entanglement in material activities. After this, one becomes very much attracted to Krishna, and thus, dormant love for Krishna is awakened." So the full conversation of their back and forth is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita next chapter, which we'll be seeing over the next few weeks. But it's going to give some wonderful classes, some wonderful opportunities to understand who is a Vaishnava and how can we appreciate a Vaishnava. Very, very important. Now, in this section, Prabhupada speaks about a devotee named Gunaraj Khan, and he gives the following information. There's a book called the Sri Krishna Vijaya, and it's a book of poems considered to be the first book of poetry written in Bengal. This was written in very plain language, so that even half-educated Bengalis could read it. Even ordinary men with little knowledge of the alphabet can read this book and understand it. Its language is not very ornamental, and sometimes the poetry is not very sweet to hear. Many words used in those days could only be understood by the local inhabitants. Yet, this book is so popular that no bookstore in Bengal is complete without it. It is very valuable for those who are interested in advancing in Krishna consciousness. It is very valuable for those who are interested in advancing in Krishna consciousness. The book Sri Krishna Vijaya is highly praised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is valuable for all Vaishnavas. Sri Gunaraj Khan was one of the topmost Vaishnavas, and he translated also the 10th and 11th cantos of the Bhagavad Tam for the understanding of the common Bengali person. Now, Dasarath Basu was a great personality. And 13 generations from his family concluded with Gunaraj Khan. Gunaraj Khan's real name is Malodor Vasu, but the title Khan was given to him by the Emperor of Bengal. So he became known as Gunaraj Khan. Gunaraj Khan had 14 sons, and his second son, Lakshminath Vasu, received the title from the Emperor of Bengal, Satyaraj Khan. Satyaraj Khan had a son whose name was Ramananda Vasu. Therefore, Ramananda Vasu was the 15th generation from Dasarath Vasu. Gunaraj Khan is very well known and a very wealthy man. His palace, his fort, and the temples he built are all still existing, and we can deduce from these the opulence that he had was very great. So this line of these Kuninagram devotees, Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan, comes back very far to, you know, very exalted line, which is worth noting here. Prabhupada, as he's going through this, makes a point when he mentions him in the Bhagavatam to go down this path of a little bit of history of Gunaraj Khan, but quite an important personality. 249. E pata dorita tuni haya vyajamanam. That's mine? Oh. Pati vatsara ani dori kariya nimanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda and Satyaraj Khan to become the worshippers of these silk ropes and every year to bring new silk ropes from their village. Purport. It is understood that the silk and rope was manufactured by the local inhabitants of Kalinagram. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan to get these ropes every year for the service of Lord Jagannath. Eta bali dila tanre chindha patadori iha deka kori ve dori ati vidha kori. After telling them this, Mahaprabhu showed them the broken silken ropes and said, just look at this sample. You must make ropes that are better than this, much stronger. So this is real spiritual quality control, right? You know, look at these ropes. Now, these are inferior, not like this, like this. So this is the instruction. Mahaprabhu is not only involved in his own personal moods of ecstasy, he's overseeing the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. Look at these ropes they bought. Ramananda, Satyaraj, come, come. See these ropes? These aren't any good. Make them better. They come from your village. You oversee this. So personally deputed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're in charge of ropes. Every year you make sure they're the best quality and you bring them. So, 251. E pata dorita haya sesha adishtana dasha mut... Wait a minute. Dasha Murti Hana Yeno Seva Bhagavat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed Ramananda and Satyaraj Khan that the rope was the abode of Lord Sesha, who expands himself into 10 forms and serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For a description of Seshanaga, go to Adilila 5123. Just a quick note here, little class participation, pop quiz if you will. No grades included, no rewards offered. What are the 10 items that Seshananta expands into for serving the Lord? Can you give me one?
Chamara.
What? Umbrella.
Couch.
Shoes. Huh? Ramen thread.
Bed.
Huh? Sangasan couch, two separate ones. One's a resting seat and one's a throne. So yes. Come on. Bedding. The pillow. And the last one is his residence. These are the 10 items given in Adi Lila that Seshananta expands into. The glories of Seshananta that's thrown in a second of all of Chaitanya. Bhagyavan Satyaraja Vasu Ramananda Seva Anja Panahaila Parama Ananda. Parama Ananda, supremely happy. After receiving the orders of the Lord for rendering this service, the fortunate Satyaraja and Ramananda Vasu were highly pleased. Personally, they've been given the service by the Lord of providing the silk ropes to Jagannath. They are so ecstatic. I mean, who wouldn't be? You know those devotees when you were on the train with Prabhupada and Prabhupada would tell them, you know, Jamuna and Buridas or whoever, it was different occasions. Okay, get off here and start the temple. Yes, guy. You know, I mean, the pleasure you get. I had the opportunity one time, Prabhupada asked me, this is a small little bit of service. I was sitting in the dining room in the apartment in Chicago when I was describing earlier, just kind of waiting around. Prabhupada walked by and said to Rupinder, who is that? Now that's your disciple Chakrama. He said, can he fix that lock for me? I said, yes, Prabhupada, I didn't do anything for you. So he took me in his room. He had one, you know, he always carried that briefcase. And then into your wherever he had an almirah, he would lock it up in. But there was no place in this apartment to lock it up. But there was a chest of drawers that were built into the wall. So he had me put a lock in the hasp on one of the drawers into the wall near the woodwork. I'm sure the residents were quite pleased about that. But to lock it up. I was in bliss. A little handyman work for Prabhupada, you know. To this day, I'm doing handyman work for the Vaishnavas. So, at any rate, they're very, very happy. Yes, Mama, who asked us to do the ropes. Now, I thought it was worth noting here, back to this wonderful book that Dhruva Maharaj has done, that there are different services, there are different services rendered by different personalities for Lord Jagannath. These may only be a once-a-year service, but this devotee that renders these services, or the family line that for generations has rendered, oh, who are you? Oh, my father's the one that supplies the silk ropes. So I'm supplying the silk ropes also. Oh, how did you get it? Well, my grandfather did before that. He was related to Satya Rajapan. Like that. So the devotees that do this, they get special recognition, particular access to certain areas of the temple, and Mahaprasadam, guaranteed. This is the reward they're given for their annual service. So here's some of the services. The Muti Raka. This is a servant who, in the absence of the king, performs the king's rituals for Jagannath, like sweeping the road or whatever. Bandara Neko. This is the treasurer of the Lord's storeroom where all the costly ornaments and jewels and everything are kept. I could go into a wonderful story from this Radha Ramana temple about how everything's locked up, but you know, I'm not all that. Bhitarachu Mahapatra. This is the person who opens and unlocks the door to the temple room that everyone enters the temple room through. One person comes and does this. This is his job. His family's been doing it for generations. Okay? Oh, nope. Oh, you can't go in. I have one lock the door. Talichu Mahapatra locks the doors in the evening and accompanies Madan Mohan, the Vigraha deity, when he goes out traveling on festival. Paricha is an administrator who holds a golden cane during the festival. Remember I mentioned I got to hold that silver staff? So apparently there's someone that holds a golden cane for what purpose, I'm not clear. Doesn't go into that detail. I'm sure Dhruva Maharaj knows this. But this is his particular service. What do you do? Oh, I hold the cane. Whoa, the rule. Can I touch the cane? Delu Karana, the secretary and the keeper of the daily temple records. This is something we're sorely lacking in this time. In most of these temples, you can get out files that will go back for hundreds of years, what was done on this day in 1722. I have no records what was done in the temple 30 years ago. It's really unfortunate. Chandramekha, responsible for supplying and maintaining the clothing for the deities. The seamstress, basically, you know, the responsibility for the clothes. Daita, that's the servants of the deities, especially during the time of renovation. Surabhadu, one who cleans the Lord's rooms. Tulasai, yeah. One who supplies the tulsi leaves, the puja. What's your service? I bring the tulsi leaves every morning. Oh. Mahaboy, one who supplies the milk. Paniyapatra, one who supplies the water. Prabhupada gives that example, early days of the one old woman that would go every morning to the Jumana to bring bath water to the deities. Saura, one who cooks and carries the boga to the Lord. Puja Panda, one who performs the ritualistic worship of the deity. Mukha Pakala, one who supplies the toothpicks to the Lord. The Lord has toothpicks. He cleans his teeth in the morning. Don't doubt the Lord's got teeth. Your teeth have to be cleaned. So, supply the toothpicks that are used for cleaning the Lord. Kuntia, one who calls out, Manima, Manima, during the various services. So, what's your job? I stand in the back of the room and I yell. Okay, great. Vimana Vadu, one who carries the palanquin, and there's several of these guys, of course. Sankula, one who blows the conch shell. Vinakara, one who plays music on the Vinas while the deities are retiring at night. Anima Chatra, one who holds the umbrella over the Lord during procession. And Garuda Sevaka, one who places the colorful flags on the top of the temple or the Ekadasi lamps at sundown. This is just a partial list of the services that are done for Lord Jagannath and persons who do them for generations. So, they all get Mahaprasada, you know, no service is too small. That's the point to remember here. What do you do? Oh, there's one devotee that comes here. Off time, when there's not so many people around, he takes his broom and he sweeps the sidewalk out to the driveway from the temple. Very humbly and quietly does that. Pardon anybody knows he does it. That's not the point. It's a simple service of sweeping the roof, making a point to the devotee. No service is too small, right? What about the person that goes in here after the morning pooch and mops the floor in the pujari? You know, it's just mopping the floor. I remember when I was a brahmachari, I joined the temple, and the first thing I was given the service was cleaning the bathroom. All right, somebody does clean the pujari, and I just surrendered at that point. I remember when I worked my way up the ladder and I got to mop the floor in the temple. The deities were right there and I got to mop the floor while they were watching me. Wow. It was like I thought I'd just, you know, been given the summa bonum of life, you know? So there's no service that's too small for the Lord, you know? And then we move on to 256. E matta bhakta gana yatra deki aila bhakta gana lana vrindavana kele kaila. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the Rath Yatra ceremony to his devotees and performed the Vrindavan pastime with them. Chaitanya Goshanira Lila Ananta Apara Sahasya Vandana Yara Nadi Haya Para. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited and endless. Even Sahasya Vandana. Sahasra Bandhana, Lord Seisha. Sahasra, thousands. Huh? Say again?
Sahasra Bandhana.
Vadana, you're right, thank you, thank you. This is why you have somebody that knows what's going on or not. Vadana, Sahasra Vadana. See, he doesn't have to look at the word, he knows immediately. Thank you so much. Thousands of mouths. Even Seisha with thousands of mouths cannot reach the limit of the Lord's pastime. So, to speak of myself. I have a limit and it just got reached. So these are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Rath Yatra Leela, which is quickly coming to an end here. Lord Jagannath is now returning to his temple and we move on from Chaitanya Charitamrita to the end of this chapter as Krishnadas Kaviraj has taken those dust and glory to the Sri Rupa and I. Yes, please.
You mentioned that on the festival, you witnessed the actual festival in
Jagannath. You mean in Puri?
Yes.
I have not. I have been too sinful in this life to get good fortune.
Okay, but you may not answer anyway. In chapter 13, we learn, as you describe, the formation of all those kirtan groups. Mm-hmm. And there's a leader of the chanting, and three or four or five respondents.
Five respondents.
Now, I always wondered, what does that mean, responders? Is the leader chanting alone and then they're responding, or they're chanting with him and the whole billion crowd is responding? It makes sense that they would chant with him to increase the volume with no microphone. So I'm just wondering if that word, responder, is not exactly what we're looking for. It's like some other word.
Well, you're the Sanskritologist, or the Bengaliologist, as the case would be. Let me just quickly go there and see what the actual word used is. What's that?
Thank you.
13.14. Here we go. This is also the section where that kirtan is taking place, where Shrivas pops the cane. I hope I have that past time. king gets a little pushy with Srivas, and Shiva's like, who's pushing you from the back? And he turns around and slaps the king. The king gets, it's the king's son, can do this, and he gets insulted, and then says, no, no, you've just been blessed. I wish I had such a blessing. Okay, so, oh yeah, here we go. Santa with Paul, the two brothers, okay, responders, and five singers who responded, okay. Oh, well, this is one of those things where the word for word doesn't even touch that.
What does it say?
What verse?
What verse is it?
It's 1339. The five singers who responded to the singing of Shiva's word, da, 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 da. And the word respond is nowhere in Sanskrit. I mean, the Bengal. Yeah. So I'm out of my dome on that. I leave that to Pundits of yourself. But yeah, I haven't had that opportunity. But one thing to keep in mind, just taking that aside, the spiritual world has amazing abilities to compensate for what would normally be material restrictions. I mean, this is the pastimes of the Lord. He's right there. So when they're singing, maybe it's like they've got a microphone because everything's Mahaprabhu's Leela, you know? Yeah, we'll leave that to scholars like yourself. Anyone else? All right, thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Rati Akhili ki jai.